This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And I have in the studio with me someone from Echo International. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Now, Echo International, they've got a bit of a fun event coming up. We'll talk about that in a moment. But many of us are not familiar. I've not heard of Echo International before. What is it?
What is it? Well, you probably haven't heard of us because we're quite small and new, but we're growing, And we are a not-for-profit, we're a charity, and we mainly focus on aiding displaced people along the Thai-Burma border.
Oh, right.
So, not a lot of work in Australia, a lot overseas. Okay.
Why that specific area? That's unusual. You've targeted that particular group, and there's so many groups in need out there.
There are, and, you know, the need is endless. The reason why we ended up in the middle of nowhere helping these people is due to my friend Jeremy, so I'm going to put him completely at blame.
Right.
I was traveling. I was actually in Turkey. I got a call from Jeremy and he said, I've met this woman. She runs a charity in the middle of nowhere in the Thai-Burma border. She's doing amazing work and she wants to meet us both. And we ended up living with her for a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, living and learning what she does.
So where are the refugees actually from there?
There's a huge number of refugees from Burma. There's been a civil war in Burma going for about 65 years.
Whoa.
And there's hundreds of thousands of displaced people, and mostly along that border, so that stretch of land.
Right.
So when you say the need is endless globally, that's absolutely true, but it's the need's endless in that specific region as well.
Right, because we often hear about Syria and those other sorts of places, but Burma is not one that we often hear about in the news.
Burma doesn't get a lot of attention, and that's partially due to the fact that it's been locked down for so long. A little bit of a North Korean-style dictatorship happened. And a military junta rule. Burma started opening up its borders and it started to be the process of becoming a more democratic country.
Right.
As you may know, that's a very long process and
very
long
difficult
road.
Process,
yeah.
Yes.
So they've got a really long way to go and a lot of assistance that's needed.
Mm-hmm. So Echo International, it's a bit unusual in the fact that usually when you donate to other organisations, it's like 40% goes to admin and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Not so with Echo International. What's happening there?
No, we don't. We really pride ourselves on the fact that 100% of what you donate goes directly through to the people in need or the communities in need. It's a core principle of ours, and it's something as we've grown steadily. We're still small, but we've grown steadily, and we've found that more and more difficult to maintain. However, it is at the core of mine and our very belief values that we don't need your assistance. We'll volunteer our time and if need be, our money, so that what you give us goes directly to the cause.
So well done to you for the volunteer efforts there, because obviously there's a lot to be done there. Now, with the support that you give these people in Burma, what sort of support is it? Is it just money or is it food or what's the sort of thing happening there?
I mean, that's a really good question, and it's a really difficult question to tackle as Anglo white bred boy from Australia, and yes. You know, all of us are born in Australia that are working in Echo at the moment. To go over to another country and other communities where we don't or speak very little of the language, it's really difficult to decide or to dictate what people need.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of the other organizations get it wrong. They come in and they deliver aid, they deliver food, they might deliver financial relief, and that's all great. But the advantage that we have is the connections that we have in the area and the strong bond that we have with the Thai organization that works in that area.
Right.
So we make sure that we work really closely with community leaders and community members, and there's a large consultation process and fact-finding process before we actually go ahead and fund any project.
Okay.
So it means we do things like sponsorship. We've got a, sending kids to uni.
All right.
Citizenship requests.
Yeah, so education is such the key, isn't it?
Look, education's at the core of everything, and it's really and it's what our next event is about as well. And it's really at the core of what Echo does. We're there to empower people to make changes so that they can continue to affect their community, not to put a band-aid effect on. And that's, you know, that's difficult. Sometimes we do. We've gone in and dropped food into communities because...
Well, sometimes it's absolutely necessary, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. But that's not the core of why we exist. Mm-hmm. We really want to empower people to be able to affect change themselves.
Excellent. Now, we've got an excellent fundraiser coming up on this Friday night. We'll have a chat about that in a moment. That's very interesting.
Great.
You'll learn to be cool there, and that's from me to you. Now, speaking of being cool, we've got Ryan from Echo International speaking with us, and it's a bit of a fun event coming up on Friday night. Tell me more.
Yes, I don't know if I'm being cool, but if you want to be cool, you should definitely come along to our event. It's going to be excellent fun. It's going to be our biggest and best fundraiser to date, and it's in the old Melbourne jail, which is amazing.
Nice, very nice.
If you've never been inside, it's one of the coolest and most historic buildings in Melbourne, in the city centre on Russell Street.
Lovely.
Most famously known, I think, for hanging Ned Kelly, which is a little grim, but you know, if you're a history buff, it's pretty exciting.
Yep. It's a lovely old bluestone building too. Now, what's going to happen inside on Friday night?
There's going to be drinking, dancing and music. So all those things that you like to do. It's not going to be a typical stuffy fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
No waspy behavior allowed. It's going to be pretty free form. There's not going to be long speeches. It's going to be about mingling with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to, there's a bit of info about what we do flying around. So you can learn a bit more about Echo, but really it's just a chance to socialize and party for a cause. So you get to drink beer or your choice of booze and know that you're actually helping people build a library. So that's the whole point of the process, is to build a library in remote Burma.
Excellent. So what time is it happening on Friday?
So it's kicking off at 6 p.m. at the old Melbourne jail, which is Russell Street. You can get tickets online at Try Bookings or through our Facebook page at where Echo International Aid on Facebook, or on our website, which is echointernational.org.au.
Right. So it's not an expensive one either. So check out the details on the website there. What was the website name again?
echointernational.org.au.
So all one word, Echo International. E-C-H-O.
All one word. It's a long name, but I'm sure everyone out there can manage it.
Right. So we're looking forward to that one. That's this Friday night at the Old Melbourne Jail, Echo International. Thanks for coming in, Ryan.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.